This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. What's wrong? The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at hunters.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Racial consultants are standing by. Caller 9-844-999-OLA. We'll play Profile This in minutes. Hey, we got your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Krispy Kreme is selling 4 new donuts for the season, including one that's sprinkled with crushed up Oreos and filled with Oreo cream.
Damn.
All right. I'm in.
That would be for that lemon glaze BS. Mm-hmm.
Right? That is my fat kid dream right there. I don't care when it comes out. I'm going to go get it.
Fat kid dream.
Yeah, I always try to get fancy when I get a Blizzard and put all dump different stuff in there.
Is it really being fancy?
Yeah, I mean, I'll get Butterfinger. But every time I get the Oreo one, I'm like, oh, this is the best one.
Always.
Yeah, I feel like cookies and cream in general. Whether it's a candy bar, milkshake.
It's going to be good.
Ice cream. You're like, yeah, why don't I get this more?
I agree. That's my default. The Ben and Jerry's cookies and cream is really good.
Right, because they actually don't go Oreo. They go like full on chocolate chip cookie or something like that.
It's great. Yeah, they put all kinds of stuff.
To be cookies and cream, it has to be like an Oreo.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's an Oreo cookie.
Other than that, you would just have like a cookie ice cream.
But Ben and Jerry's doesn't play by the rules, man. They mix it up.
Damn stoners.
I mean, Mike, you want to be particular about it. They have a cookie dough ice cream, and then they have the cookies and cream.
Correct.
Two different things.
I know two different things.
Are you taking cookies and cream or cookie dough? I'm going cookie dough.
I'm going cookie dough.
No, cookies and cream.
Cookies
and cream.
Oh, man.
They're both good, but I think cookies and cream is better.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going half-baked every time.
Half-baked is not bad.
Do they make a bad ice cream? Like, there's some you like more than others, but it's Ben & Jerry's.
Yeah, they put macadamia nut in it.
You just wait, man. They just legalized weed. They're just getting started up there.
I think that in their world, weed has always been legal.
Right.
Yeah.
But now that it's official, they're going to start putting it in their freaking ice cream.
I think they already are.
They need to process cinnamon buns a lot more. It's starting to go away in stores, and I want it. So if they can hear this, get cinnamon buns out in the stores again.
Why are they going away? They're freaking delicious.
I guess people just aren't getting them. But it's my favorite of their ice creams. And it's getting harder and harder to find a pint. And I'm really upset about it.
It's a personal plea.
It is, man. Ben, Jerry, get on it, guys. Help me out. Help me be fat again.
Make me fat again.
Saturday nights are ruined.
Make Mike fat again.
Right. women getting into proposal shape is a new trend, apparently.
Proposal shape?
It's where you think a proposal is coming, and so you start working out so you'll look good in your engagement photos.
Okay. Come on, man.
Oh, Robin's freaking out. No, not at all. Yeah.
I like the idea, too.
Proposal. Because you think it's coming.
Right?
So right.
You don't really know.
I mean, they haven't even proposed to your ass. You think maybe they're going to ask.
I can already tell you which woman is doing this. It's the one that chose her own engagement ring.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right?
If you propose to me, this is... Well, guess what's not going to happen?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Guess what ain't going to happen?
So, guys, if your girlfriend is all of a sudden dropping a lot of weight and she's looking more toned, there's expectations of you.
Get out.
She also might be trying to get in shape.
No, Ted.
No, Ted. There's always an ulterior motive.
She might be getting in shape for her other boyfriend.
Ooh, I just like the idea of some poor bastard going home and being like, honey, are you getting in proposal shape? And she's like, what? No, like, can I just work out? We're breaking up.
No, I'm taking the ring back.
You can't commit to me? You're telling me you just want to be healthy?
Maybe I should get the ring a size bigger.
Damn.
You won't be in proposal shape.
I don't know, man. It just seemed easier. She picked it.
How the hell do I know what she wants?
Mm-hmm. You don't. You can accept that, you'll be okay. You don't, man.
I think it's your size.
What? Yeah, it's always scary.
Right. And that's gotta be a terrible thing.
Do I look this big to you? Well, obviously, yes. In my mind, when you're not here, I picture you bigger. The great news is that you're not, so yay me.
You almost have to steal one of her rings to get it sized so that you can get the right size engagement ring.
That's thinking, Mike.
Yeah, man. I'm on it. World's tallest man and the world's shortest woman recently visited the pyramids of Egypt together, and a photo of them is making the rounds. He's 8'3", and she's just over 2 foot.
Come on.
I bet that is making the rounds.
There's a 6 foot... There's a whole human difference between the two of them.
If I stood on her head, I would be about the same height as him.
Exactly.
You think they had sex?
Man, yeah.
No. 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 Sorry, I just Googled it.
Hold on.
It's physically impossible. Look at that. There's no way.
Unless he has unless he has a really, really tiny one.
Oh, God.
No.
They had sex. Yeah.
Oh, they had sex.
Best sex of her life, too.
Listen, but... Like, your numbered position, that could not happen.
Not all at once.
She can't reach, right? I mean, there's just no way.
I'm just saying no, man.
No. Oh, dear. A funeral home in Wisconsin is holding a promotion where you get a free pizza if you come in and pre-plan your own funeral.
I mean, I'm in.
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, but you got to pre-plan that thing anyhow. We might as well get some pizza out of it.
And how far forward are you going, man?
Well... Where do I get the pizza from?
I'm really hungry. Let's pre-plan a funeral.
You really like your friends, though, if you do that. You know what I mean? Because really, ultimately, the ones that are still left are the ones that are going to have a good time.
I mean, it's not like you put a target date on there, Mike. Like, all right, by December 31st, 2021, this should all be wrapped up.
Like, do you have to put down a down payment? Because you might as well just go and buy the pizza. At some point, this doesn't calculate, guys.
No, it does, Mike. Because eventually you got to pay for that funeral. So you might as well do it ahead of time and get pizza.
Haven't you seen the commercials with the old black people? And they go, oh, boy, things would have been a lot better. Can you believe they didn't have life insurance? Oh, no, she didn't have life insurance. No, but thanks to Century Liberal, whatever the hell it's called. I'm going to look into that. Yeah. See, Mike, you don't want to be that guy talking smack on your broke-ass friend who they barely... What I get from the commercials, they chop them up, put them in a shoebox, and put them out on trash day.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
A couple from Minnesota got arrested after joining the Mile High Club on a flight to Vegas.
Worth it.
Apparently, they weren't very discreet, and they'd also been drinking. When the flight attendants wouldn't serve them booze, they pulled out their own bottle of Fireball and started drinking.
All right.
Damn.
Yeah.
How the hell did they get that on the plane?
I don't know.
You can only have so much liquids.
She has a very large vagina, Mike.
I wonder if they just brought a bunch of little airplane sizes from, like, a liquor store.
Yeah, maybe so.
Right?
Yeah.
Damn it.
I mean, they were drunk enough.
Or can't you, like, actually get liquor at one of the stores inside the airport?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, once you cross over.
I don't think you can get the minis. I think you, if you're...
But once you're inside, it doesn't matter.
I thought you couldn't shop at duty-free unless you were from another country.
And an international flight doesn't
say
so. So Las Vegas to wherever, right?
Oh. Yeah. Hola.
Me llamo Ted. I like Fireball. Like, sir, that's not even Spanish.
Me gusta Fireball.
Fierro ball.
Get drunko.
Fuego ballo.
Yeah. Scared of flying-o.
Ball of fire. Ball of fuego.
I'm here for the ball. God. La fuego.
Says, remember the six-year-old woman who flew from Chicago to London without a ticket 2 weeks ago?
Yep. Yeah.
She's the serial stowaway who's done it a bunch of times since before, and she just got arrested on Sunday for trying it again at the same airport.
3 days after she was released.
This woman will not stop, but she's 66, so nobody cares.
They care. They're mentally trying to figure out how they can prevent her from doing this because she's not going to stop.
She's like the freaking Terminator, man.
She's got a system, man, and it's working, apparently.
You know what her system is, and we read this today. She says, I'm an old white lady. Nobody stops me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we called last week. How can she do it? I'm like, you know it's an old white lady.
Right. Exactly.
That's her whole secret is, I'm an old white lady.
Again, all you have to do is act confused. I think this is my gate over
here. My goodness, my son, Freddy, book it.
I'm here in security.
I'm going to miss my flight, and then I'm going to be stuck here. Little Billy just graduated kindergarten.
Like, all right, let's get the hell on the
plane. Just have enough money for another hotel.
Once she gets somewhere, though, she'll be there, so let her just go.
Yeah.
Let her be a problem over there, wherever it is. Exactly.
Wherever the destination. Let's just let her go.
Let her go to London.
Wherever she wants.
Let her get stuck in customs.
Let them deal with her ass. Like, sure, get on the plane.
Send you back to the States, you old bag.
Damn.
When you on the first fly back.
I like your English is much more proper and nice.
Mine's like always just like a drunk guy.
Well, you watch soccer, Ted. There's a movie in the works that's going to be about Mr. Rogers, and they didn't take too long to find their Mr. Rogers.
Who is it?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
All right. Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrillhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, Alex, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. We go to Bothell, Washington, where a pair of suspected package thieves may have made off with a few stolen items, but now more than likely will have a hefty medical bill on top of any legal trouble. Video from the home security camera, it shows a car pull up on the street out front. Then a woman who jogs up to the front door grabs three packages. But on her attempt to then walk away from the house, she drops a box. And as she stops to pick up the box, her feet slip out from under on the wet grass. She falls down, apparently badly injuring her ankle. She sits there incapacitated on the ground. She can't get up. She calls out to her accomplice, who was driving the car. He gets out, wearing a Seahawks jersey, by the way. He goes over to the woman, eventually having to pick her up, carry her back to the car, put her in, and then he comes back to get the stolen packages, and then they make their getaway. The homeowner who posted the video said some of the stolen packages was an expensive box of medicine. I believe they've since been caught, but the question is, do you believe that this genius couple is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Well, I gotta be honest, I saw that video already.
Then you should absolutely nail this.
So you know there's only two options.
She fell on her ass so hard. Definitely white, 100%.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
You don't want to think about it.
All right, it's a Russell Wilson jersey. I mean, come on. I mean, there's nothing else that says more white than that.
Nope.
Final answer? All right, we'll find out if they were black, white, Mexi, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
What do they call them? Porch pirates, I guess, is the new term for people who drive up and steal packages.
Is that what it is?
Porch pirates, I believe, is what they call them. Yep. Well, they got caught this time. It was a male-female duo. And unfortunately, the female basically broke her ankle or
it looked like it, right now.
Did not look like
it. I thought it was like a knee.
I think it was her. I couldn't tell. But like on the video, at one point, she kind of lifts her leg and her foot looked like at a weird angle.
All right.
Yeah,
he goes out, picks her up, puts her in the car, then goes back and gets the packages that they were initially trying to steal. Were they black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
And Alex, we asked you the question. You confess, hey, man, I've seen the video. I know they're white. So congratulations.
Yeah. But you're right. Since then, they've been busted and they had some. They had like a medicine package that had a lot of expensive prescription drugs.
Unlike those cheap
house.
Prescription drugs.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
Time again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
So Will Ferrell, for many years, was on Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you would know the man. I will say this, though. He's been in movies so long, there's a lot of SNL people like that. But you kind of forget that's where they started. So he's been on there forever. Will Ferrell also is obviously a very funny man. If you've ever seen anything from Funny or Die, you know what I mean? I don't know that I'd pay to see Will Ferrell do like stand-up.
Does he do stand up?
I'll tell you what, when he did that George W. Bush thing, it was an hour of him playing the president, doing stand up. It was pretty funny. He did it in character, but.
But, right, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like he's great at characters and a great writer. Like, if he said, hey, I'm doing like that, like, I'm doing a comedy performance with others, like, I'd go.
I'd watch, yeah.
I just, like, I've never heard of, like, Will Ferrell, like, doing
a
45 minute special.
No.
But obviously, for years, he's been great in the sketches.
Sketches.
I don't even know what the hell that is. I just made that word up. So another thing you'll see if you watch TV nowadays, right? It's all about, it's been about reality TV for a while.
Sure.
But you watch some of these people and you wonder what they'd be like in real life or if they really act like that. So the premise of the sketch is that it's a group of neighbors in the backyard having a barbecue. And this couple has gone to Hollywood. They are on a reality show. They've returned to town, and they're going to enjoy the barbecue, and then they bring in the cameras and turn it on.
Should we sit down, catch up?
Oh, yeah, great idea. No. You know what? Actually, our camera crew is outside. Do you mind if we just film a little bit of this?
Like us? You want us on your show?
Yeah, just us catching up and talking. It'll be like a sweet back home moment, you know, showing people our roots.
Sure, yeah, I guess so. That could be fun.
Ah, totally. Oh. Hey, come on in, guys. They're cool with it.
Hey, guys, just act like we're not here. And action.
You are a manipulative skank, and you wish you had everything I have.
What?
You need to own it. You need to own your BS.
Excuse me?
Hey, don't you dare yell at my wife. I ought to hit you over the head with my dog.
Oh, and Tina, here's some pants.
Yeah, Tina!
Next your time panties. You wear them, you can show your chooch all night!
Exactly, Tina!
My husband's eyes are about to pop out of his head!
I am a red-blooded American boy, after all!
So he starts going off in the sketch. Nobody else can keep it together.
Right.
Right. And so the whole thing, you can watch the whole sketch over there at the Men's Room Facebook page. It was also just pretty funny, too, is they come back, they're super tan. They have, like, what was
plastic surgery. They're all faces are peeled back.
But the line was so good, right? They were like, your faces look different. They were like, yeah, we got the most expensive surgery from the cheapest doctor we could. Yeah. And it's just all the stereotypes, right? Like, they got a tiny little dog with them and stuff.
Yeah, it's the dog you're going to hit her with.
They show up late.
Yeah. And, like,
we are so sorry.
And I get the tiny dog started in Hollywood, but I feel like they're so prolific now. Like, is that a Hollywood thing? I feel like that's just a thing, having tiny dogs.
I feel like Hollywood started. I feel like Paris Hilton was somewhere behind that. You know what I mean? She kind of, her and, who's the one with the big butt? Kim Kardashian.
And and with the overpopulation of dogs, a lot of people who rescue dogs, the dogs that are currently in the shelter, are either dogs that people have problems with or overpopulated dogs like pit bulls, chihuahuas, beagles if they're, you know, problematic. So it seems like even the well of dogs to pick from, it's either a pit bull or a really teeny tiny little chihuahua. Like if you go to the shelter, that's what's there.
Yeah. So and sometimes you just want a medium-sized dog.
You can get a mutt, right? I mean, there. But I mean,
that will be a mutt.
These specific breeds are concerned. It's Chihuahua and Pitbull.
Speaking of that, I saw a dog the other day that was.
And guess which one bites more, by the way?
The Chihuahua.
The Chihuahua. By leaps and bounds. Exactly. Yeah.
So I always say that my body type is kind of like a corgi, right? Like short little arms and legs.
You say your body type is like, I never thought of my body type in dog form.
That's really? On his dating profile.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
No, I've never thought, what if I was
I'm
a
like
dog?
A two-legged corgi.
You're a corgi.
Yeah.
See, your butt is very fluffy.
It's a lot of torso and then little limbs.
Okay.
But I saw a corgi the other day that was mixed, it looked like, with a pit bull. And it looked so awesome. It was
that
like
means the pit bull wanted to have sex with
the
corgi.
Well, I get it. But I'm just saying, it was like,
you don't, think the, you don't think the corgi is like, hey, I'm going to take advantage of this pit bull?
No. I think that pit bull went up and said, you know what time it is. Going to make us a mutt.
The result was beautiful. But it,
the creation.
Of would it be great if every time
creation a, was bad every time the corgi.
Every time a pit bull had sex, pit bull actually played the music.
Neighbor's dog's having sex again.
Right. Let's terrible. Say he runs on cocaine and Red Bull, right?
I think I pit my pit bull in a white dress coat. But they always wear a white dress coat, pit bull. Like every time they show him.
He wears very tight stuff.
And sunglasses.
But I tell you what, Tom Brady right now is doing a pit bull thing, running around with gloves on everywhere.
I think if you're south.
Did he injure his hand?
Yeah, it's just weird to me. Like, we all know it's injured. It's just funny to me that he's still doing interviews in gloves.
It's like, it's an interview time. It.
Yeah, and like.
You can't see my magic hands! Yeah!
And they're just like normal gloves. If he was wearing like receiver gloves, I'd be like, all right, he's a football player. He's accessorizing.
Hey, you had stitches in your hand, Robin, for weeks and weeks and weeks. Do you ever think of putting out on a glove?
Hell no.
Okay.
No. Right. It's not. No.
You should have. It was a little unsightly for a while.
Because you had just as many stitches as he had.
How, he had 8?
I believe so, yeah.
I was supposed to have 10. Please.
What, are they run out of stitches?
You don't need a glove.
Are we going to give it to you? Let's just hope.
Oh, they just do that for speculation.
There's no glove, no.
That's like the injury report on any NFL team. It's just, you know what I mean? Like,
secret.
Sure.
Secrets. All right, so sports is obviously a contest. One of the greatest contests that happens on a daily basis in the United States of America is, of course, Jeopardy.
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
I'll agree with
think
that.
About that.
Hosted by a Canadian.
A very smart Canadian. One of my favorite. I feel like he should have a nickname like the Beaver.
The Beaver?
Yeah, Alex Trebek.
I'm sure he would be delighted. I know for years you've been calling me Alex Trebek, but...
I'm the Beave now.
You now call me the Beaver. But like, the host of Jeopardy, the Beaver.
You know what I mean? Like, when he's not working on the show, it's like having a couple cocktails. Who was over? Like, Miles, Thrill. Oh, the Beaver was there. Like, Trebek? You know it, man. Mm-hmm. He brought poutine, his Timbits. We had a whole party.
Beaver.
That seems like a very Canadian thing, beavers.
Well, sure. I'm what sure this thing's better.
What would you nickname him?
Poutine.
Poutine. Yeah. Oh, man.
Pooey. What's up, poo-poo?
The Baxter.
The Baxter. All right, so you ever wondered how they come up with the questions? A lot of people have. Mm. I have the answers for you.
Can you put it in the form of a question? If you're going to give us the answer, it's Jeopardy. So if you could give us the answer by putting it in the form of a question, I'd feel more comfortable with this.
I'm not sure I can do that.
Okay.
should go on Jeopardy. We're sorry, we need it in the form of a question. Yeah, I can't do that.
I'm like, do you mean a real question? Like, do you know how the questions are made? Or...
That's what they do in Jeopardy, right? Because you're saying you have the answer to how they do it. So all you have to do is explain to us how they do it, but make sure it sounds like you're asking us.
Okay.
They do research all the time?
I got you. Mm-hmm. A writer chooses a category. A category can come from anywhere. Maybe the head writer heard an interesting fact or decided to build a category around it. Or they just came up with a cool name for a category?
Could
that
be.
Explains a lot.
Yeah, it does. You just pick one thing, and then you... You only got to write, what, 5 questions?
That's it.
Determine which one is the hardest, which one is the easiest,
and in between, and just...
The writer then sends 7 clues and submits them to Weiss, who's the head writer.
Okay.
As you probably know, there are only 5 categories or 5 clues per category. So basically, they have 1 to throw away, 1 to keep as an extra. Like one of the clues is subject to a was just covered recently.
Mm-hmm.
After that, the category gets sent to the researchers. It's their job to make sure the facts are correct, blah, blah, blah. Basically, they just got to make sure that the question only has 1 answer.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. Because
when they do mess up, they come back and they go, all right, we're going to give Tim the $200 there. We found out that blah, blah, blah is in fact a correct answer. And that rarely happens.
Is there anything as, like, as harsh, though? Like, when they come back and go, hey, turns out you were right. We're going to get you those points. You're like, yeah, good for that guy. But when Trebek comes, when the Beaver comes back and goes, hey, man, you were off on that one.
Right.
$1,000.
Bam. Dear, and then it's like, we're taking $800.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That does suck, man. And the looks on their faces. Because one thing about Jeopardy, I mean, they're all coached to just keep your ass together. You know, Wheel of Fortune, you scream, you yell, you dance. Jeopardy, you keep it together. Right? Period. Nobody throws their hands up. You don't dance around. So when they come back from that break and they're like, oh, Ted, we're sorry. You said, what is the Renaissance? It's actually Renaissance. And we're taking 800 away. And they put the camera on you. And I'm like, do you know how hard it is for this person that you have the camera on not to just mouth like, mother? You know, like, you are so goddamn mad, but you have to just hold it together.
Like somebody just lose it. Like, Trebek, I will ruin you.
F you, Beaver.
Everybody hates those damn.
Still one of the best shows on television.
It is, man. Right. And you could watch it every night and I don't know why.
And not get 5 questions right.
Yeah. Also, I didn't realize this. There's basically only 4 categories: academic, lifestyle, pop culture, and workplace. There's a bunch of subcategories within them.
Okay.
But all of them kind of branch off.
The mother sauce of Jeopardy.
Yeah, exactly. The writers check the categories and clues one last time. And then, look, here's the most exciting thing. The 6th step to this is last-minute tweaks from the bosses, including executive producer Alex Trebek, who looks over everything and gives notes.
Hmm.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Because one thing I love about him, man, he's reading clues where I have no idea what the hell he's talking about, first of all. So I know there's no chance to get the answer, but you're looking at it, and it's like, I don't know, it could be like some Swahili name, and like he nails it when he reads it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like he feels the need to know crazy it. Word. But then I also thought to myself, he could be running a con, because it could just be the fact he has no idea how to say it, but because he's the Beaver and we trust him, however he says it is how we'll say.
Yeah.
You know, he might be like, I have no idea how to say this. So I'm just going to say, boom, chuck, 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 it's got to stand, right? And we go like, yeah, that's how you say it, because that's what Trebek said.
Yeah, and you're right. Because some of that stuff he probably only has to learn for that day.
I'm sure.
But he wants to know what it is and understand it. Like, you get that, I feel like, when he delivers a clue, when he delivers an answer, it's like, I know this.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. But he might not. But he sounds
he
like
still
he knows it.
Sounds
right?
like he knows it.
I think he knows it, man.
I think he knows.
I think over time, good Timberlake song. I think over time, the more we see Alex Trebek, we realize what a man he is.
Man, you when know, he chases like, the dude, chasing like naked down the hall.
Wait, how old is he? 70-some years old when he does that?
Yeah, you feel like you go to Alex Trebek's house in Canada. It's a log cabin, of course. And like
he's chopping wood in the back. And
yeah, he's hunted down a moose earlier that day or that week. And
didn't even use a weapon. Yeah.
And you think of him as like being 60 or someone, and he's quite a bit older.
Yeah.
Used to use his old mustache as a boomerang. Rip that, right off his face, take out a bird, and come right back, land on his lip.
That would be pretty cool.
That's badass.
You think Trebek like smokes up a hotel room with a fat joint or anything like that, enjoys a cold one?
I mean, tape it tomorrow.
I don't know. I mean, I just...
And pass that bone to the beef.
I assume he's Canadian, so he enjoys a beer.
Yeah.
That could be just a stereotype.
Are they legalized marijuana?
It is a stereotype, but I do believe he enjoys beer.
Yeah. I don't see him smoking weed, though.
I don't know. It just kind of seems like the guy that'd be like, would you be surprised if you found out he smokes all the time?
No.
No, I wouldn't either.
Well, he's always calm.
Yeah.
He's probably fellas. I do the harder drugs.
You think him and Sajak get along?
I do love it. No, God, no.
Absolutely Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, you've been back to back for years.
Yeah, I bet they're cordial as far as being people, but they're completely opposite people.
Yeah, they're very different people.
They're totally different people. You want to hang out with Trebek in a bar. Pat Sajak, I'm not so sure.
I think Sajak, I would hang out with him at a bar if it's like a group of six or more. Because he's going to drink with you. You're going to have fun. Yeah. But if it's just you and him, I think you would get upset at the conversations quickly.
Based on the topics.
Right.
Based on his
just
point of view
sense
on things.
Of things.
Yeah, based on some of the things he said, he's an interesting guy.
And it always sounds like some random dude just calling him out. Say, Jack.
It's funny, he's always thought an ATM sounded like someone in Wisconsin saying, hey, Tim.
ATM. we keep talking about old things coming back. So good news. CBS has picked up six pilots for the 2018-2019 season, and they include reboots of Magnum P.I. and Cagney and Lacey.
Golly.
Jesus Christ.
CBS used to be the older network, it seemed like. They skewed older.
Or do they just look at TV Land and say, hey, let's bring all this back?
Yeah, basically. Magnum P.I., they say, will be an updated version, but there's no indication that Selleck will be involved. If Tom Selleck's not involved, well... You know, Hawaii Five-O's been on the air for a while now, and I don't think they have the original guys in that.
And Tom Selleck's on a show.
He is on, what's he on, Blue Blood still?
I think that's what it's called.
My favorite from those days would be like a Fantasy Island remake.
They've tried it.
I know, and it sucked, but the premise,
I never saw the remake.
Of Fantasy Island is a great idea. It's just like...
Kind of. He is paid for this fantasy. What right. he does not know is I'm actually going to ruin his life and take a... That was every episode.
He thinks the Red Baron is a frozen pizza.
Little does he know, the plane he's in will be shot down by the Red Baron, and he'll have to survive by eating his co-pilot. Hello! Welcome to Fantasy Island. I mean, every week you're like, damn, Mr. Rourke.
Deep.
Damn, Mr. Rourke.
He looks so happy getting off the plane. Oh, he won't be that dude.
Not for very long.
Not when I take this finger. And...
one of my favorite things always from Mr. Jimmy Fallon is some thank you notes.
Thank you. Putting your phone in a different pocket than you normally do for that split second of white hot panic. Thank you. Patriots going to the Super Bowl. Because who doesn't love a good overdog story?
Been waiting
in their 60th consecutive Super Bowl.
Thank you, Oscar statue, for looking like C-3PO after getting Botox. Thank you, people who quit Facebook, for telling me all the reasons you're leaving Facebook in a long post on Facebook.
Just quit. Just go in. Enough.
Thank you, dog sledding, for being the only sport that involves staring at a dozen dog butts for hours at a time.
Is that the only sport? The only one? There has to be more.
Doing the deed.
Thank you, personal trainers, for getting paid to count to 10. Six, seven, eight. We need three more. One, two, three. Okay. Thank you, The Shape of Water, for not being called 50 Shades of Aquaman. There you go, everybody. Those are my-
You see The Shape of Water?
I haven't seen it.
No.
I have no idea what this movie's about, but I get that it's serious and people cry. Is that right?
Listen, as I understand the premise, and I don't know a lot, but as I understand the premise, it's a love story between a woman, I guess, who works at a lab in some capacity. I do not know what her job is.
Ooh.
And then, like, some aquatic dude who's in a tank in said laboratory.
Oh. Oh, word?
I swear to God, to the best of my knowledge, that is what this movie's about. It is a love story about the woman who works at the lab, or some capacity like that, and a water man who lives in a tank that's at the lab.
I think that's a merman.
Call him a merman, call him Aquaman, I'm down. Either way, not human. What is it with, there's a lot of movies where chicks seem down with things that aren't entirely human, right? So you got The Shape of Water, and I don't know what this dude did that lives in a tank, but if you breathe water, you're not human. You had Beauty and the Beast, and I get it. I know he would turn back into a prince, but let's face it, at the time they met, you're asking a lot of her. You know, like, hey, man, just be cool. I know I'm a fuzzy, like, giant dog now or whatever I am, but why don't we get it on? And then what was the movie with the vampires?
Twilight.
Right. Like, you know, like, one is a werewolf and the other one's a vampire. So one has no blood temperature. The other one turns into a big dog. It just seems odd to me. Like, what's wrong with just a dude? What's just wrong with a regular guy?
Yeah.
With the undead or a lichen?
But remember, Batman fell in love with a woman that was, like, part plant.
She was like, killed really everybody. Like, well, it was poison ivy. I could feel like you'd itch and burn.
Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be fun.
Yeah. But you're right. It
she wasn't dead. She didn't turn into an animal. Well, granted, it's plant, but still.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
She had a Venus flytrap between her legs.
No, it slowly just seems like a bad idea.
It's Calamine lotion.
It's an aloe plant. Yeah.
Right? Well, I feel like a lot of times there's like, I don't know, man. I feel like there's got to be a sexy woman that turns into something.
In Splash, Tom Hanks was in love with a mermaid.
Right? He fell in love with a mermaid.
Right. But, I mean, sometimes she had legs and you could make things happen. And she was hot. I'm just saying, like, Beast is not good looking.
I'm now into the pterodactyl thing.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Game changer.
I got to go Google mermaid. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. We've got your headlines coming up with Mike Hawk. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to California, where a new bill would mean a $1,000 fine for skiving someone a straw. We're going to Canada, where two cops climb a tree after eating pop brownies, but didn't break the law. Good times ahead as waterbeds appear to be making a comeback. Escaped inmate tried to sneak into jail after going out and grabbing a snack. And professor says yoga is tied to white supremacy. Or just white.
Yeah.
It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. There's a movie in the works called You Are My Friend that will document the journey of journalist Tom Janon, I believe is how you say that name, that set out to write a piece on Fred Rogers and the journey changing his life. Well, the studio took no time to find their perfect Mr. Rogers. Having already played a beloved public figure, Tom Hanks will don a sweater to take on the role of Fred Rogers.
I can see Tom Hanks pulling it off, and, and I mean this sincerely. He's not creepy enough. Mr. Rogers was creepy.
Really?
You didn't think Mr. Rogers was creepy?
No, man.
Dude, I don't know.
The way he talked, and then he would say these things, and then for 5 seconds he'd just stare at the camera.
Like he's looking into your soul. He unsettled me, man. I did not dig Mr. Rogers.
I like Mr. Rogers.
Of course you did.
Of course, he might have... Never mind.
I knew a guy that met him once. He wasn't too friendly.
Really? Man.
Really.
You're not in my neighborhood.
Well, in his defense, he ran into the dude in his actual neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah, he used to live
in... So he was in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood?
Yeah, he used to live in Nantucket for a while.
Huh. Mr. Rogers is not kind.
Well, who would be creepy enough to play Mr. Rogers then?
I don't know.
Well,
man.
I don't think Mr. Rogers was creepy.
I do.
Right.
Oh.
I don't think he was a bad guy. I'm saying I think he was creepy. I don't think he had any weird secrets. Who knows? He could have bodies in the backyard. I'm just saying, as a kid, I found him unsettling. Like, I don't want to be neighbors with this dude, man.
Taught me a lot, man. Taught me how to be a friend. Around the world, this was the inspiration for the question today. A man in Georgia had a bit of a meltdown inside of a Waffle House. He sat down in the restaurant early in the morning, ordered food, and asked for some barbecue sauce to go along with it. But upon learning that the restaurant didn't serve barbecue sauce, he began screaming obscenities and insults. When the employees attempted to calm him down, he was quoted as saying, "I'll go to effing jail over some barbecue sauce." And indeed, he did.
Yes, he did.
Look, man, if it matters that much, bring it with you, right?
Right?
Well, if it matters to you that much, then bring it with you.
And what are you getting at a Waffle House that you would put barbecue sauce on?
Now, French Mike, fries. Listen, man.
Is that what it was?
This is a guy that clearly just puts barbecue on everything.
Could be. I mean, I like some barbecue
bacon,
sauce.
French fries, whatever, and I'm pretty sure they have like meatloaf, anything. I can feel like this guy puts barbecue sauce on everything.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Barbecue sauce is not like ketchup. If you ask for ketchup, more than likely they're gonna give you Heinz. If not, sure, it's gonna be one of two other brands you recognize. You might not love them, but ketchup's pretty consistent. Barbecue sauce, you have no idea what their version of barbecue sauce is gonna be.
True enough.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know which way you lean, so I don't know.
I don't know that I've met a barbecue sauce that I didn't like, though.
Yeah, okay. For the most part, you're right. You are, but there's
unless
some
you throw
like
in like a wacky flavor into it. I think barbecue sauce, I think across the board, is good for me. Wacky.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think about barbecue sauce the way I think about like ketchup or ranch, but like Sweet Baby Ray's is great. You could put that stuff on a lot.
And that's
stuff.
What I mean. But if you ask for ketchup, you know exactly what the ketchup's going to do.
Yeah. Police in Toronto received a call from two of their own officers that made a minor mistake. The pair were inside of a police cruiser outside the station, but both had eaten a marijuana edible and were both hallucinating inside of the car.
Uh-oh.
What kind of edible did they have? Did they hallucinate?
Right.
Look, I've done a lot of weed in my time, and any way you can consume it, and I've never hallucinated.
Could it just be that it was two guys that had never tried weed before, and then they tried an edible, which I learned last year that it hits you a lot harder than smoke ever would.
Yes, huh. You did learn
get
that.
Get out of here.
I mean, I've done it, dude. When I lived back east, I didn't smoke weed once, and we were smoking out of the bong with like the 2 liter and your...
Yeah, the gravity bong, yeah.
Yeah, and I hallucinated.
Did you?
Yeah, damn. I saw a place getting robbed. It was just my buddy in there.
Yeah, we're on the East Coast, though. You may have actually seen the place get robbed.
Maybe he was in there while the place was robbed. And you just didn't realize.
Why didn't you do anything? I thought it was hallucinating, man.
The two officers tried to ride it out, but one panicked after his partner ended up in a tree. See, now I don't remember ever wanting to move when I was on the edible, though. I was afraid to use the bathroom because I was afraid I'd get stuck. Seriously, man.
We need to give you more edibles.
I keep forgetting what I was doing, what I was supposed to do. So I would think that I would, like, if I went to the bathroom, I'd use the bathroom and then just say, what am I supposed to do? I need to get back there. And then my mind would wander and I'd forget to leave the bathroom and go back to work.
Linda, one thing I would tell you if you get high as Mike, don't use the middle stall. You're supposed to use one of the corners.
I'd sit in there for 2 hours, man. There'd be a ring around my butt.
I forgot to poop, but I was just sitting there.
My legs are numb.
That's every headlines with that, Mike Hawkinside.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less? What You Don't Need to Know Profile. This, and yes, we'll drink it. Tell us with the shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. We be out of here, but we shall return tomorrow. So, until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.